When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, and I'm not joined by Katie Waite today. She and her soon-to-be twins are staying at home. We're not allowing them into the studio right now, but happy to be joined by a friend and former contestant on The Bachelorette, Matt Munson. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for filling in for Katie. You are not with twins, but you are with puppy.
I'm solo. I am puppy. I left my puppy at home. She's been with me for 3 days. She's about 2 months old, so she's a handful.
Oh.
She watched the show with me last night, though.
And what's her name?
Her name is Remy.
And are you already, like, head over heels?
Oh, yeah, I'm head over heels. It's hard not to be. I always had dogs growing up. They were family dogs. This is the first pet I've had, one that I could call my own. And, I mean, they make it impossible not to fall in love with them.
And what kind of puppy is she?
So it's we were obsessed with French bulldogs for the longest time. And what we did was, in fear of all these health concerns, potential health concerns, we heard that the crossbreed would be a good way to go. So what it is, it's a French bulldog crossbred with a Boston Terrier.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about cute central.
Kind of interesting. Yeah, I mean, this thing's adorable. It's about 4.2 pounds right now, so I got to watch where I step in the house. But that's my only fear, is just kind of walking around on eggshells hoping that, because she follows me right along everywhere I go, follows my girlfriend right along wherever she goes. She's a great addition, so we're having a lot of fun.
That's so cute. I've always had bigger dogs, and not necessarily like 100-pound dogs, but my last dog was about 50 pounds and then closer to 60 as she got older. But that's my main thing, is these little dogs are so cute, and I would be so worried that I'm going to like roll over on the dog or
and
something.
We're big guys. I mean, we're so like the one wrong step, and you're going to hear a squeal, though. just don't, you know, think. Your first instinct is going to be maybe it's a toy, but it very well could be the toy.
Oh, geez.
No, she's too good. She's quick. She just hops around like a little bunny, basically.
It's very different than us. She's definitely more agile.
Oh, my God. And then, you know, it's just three stages. Either playing, they're going to the bathroom, or they're sleeping. It's a very simple life, but I love it.
To be honest, not much different than my life.
I had a feeling. I didn't want to say it.
But we are here. I'll talk dogs all day, but that's going to be for a different episode. But we are here to talk about The Bachelorette. And we had a to-be-continued situation where Hannah was bringing the Lukes together.
Yeah.
Because she kept going from one Luke to the other Luke. And then the other guys talking about the Lukes. And so finally she said, you know what? Luke, P and S, sit down. And so they sort of had it out. And
do we get to just call Luke P Luke now, or is he going to continue to be Luke P?
Well, I'm hoping,
because the one benefit to getting rid of one is getting to call the other one just by his
simple, you get to drop the initial.
I would think, but I don't know.
Well, I'm hopeful that we don't have to have a Luke of anything much beyond this week.
I think we're all feeling that way.
We saw Luke S decide to send himself home, and then Luke P, by the end of the episode, you had Hannah saying that she couldn't give him the rose, but he might still stick around. So
we think
he's got, it's sort of like a horror film when the bad guy's dead, but is he really dead?
Is he dead? Yeah.
So,
and then now we've seen previews where he's lingering around. I mean, for how long? Who knows?
Exactly. But I'm hoping it's just one of those deals that we've seen over the last few weeks where he's kind of psychotic and doing things he's not supposed to. and that he crashes their date or something, and she finally just loses it and says, forget about trying to play nice or what, like, get the hell out of here. I'm done with you.
Well, I think that's what it's a matter of, who's going to lose it first, because let's face it, he's a ticking time bomb. And whether or not she just gets fed up with him and gives up on this whole fantasy that she's going, that he is going to turn into everything she imagines he can be, you know, once he realizes that he is who he is, he's nuts, and he's a liability to really keep around here. You know, I mean, nobody really seems to have any time for him. Let's face it. Everybody has ran out of patience. She's the only one with, you know, leaving the door open a little bit, but it does seem like it's closing pretty quickly.
I'm just shocked because, in general, I think Hannah's been a very good bachelorette. I know we're only 5 weeks in. I was a little wishy-washy when they first made the announcement.
Sure, and we always are. Let's face it. No, there's very few slam dunks in this whole
thing.
Right.
Well, like, I thought Rachel was.
You did.
When they announced Rachel, I'm like, awesome.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about this before. Total package.
Cool.
She had everything.
Yeah.
But yes, generally speaking, you sort of hem and haw. And with Hannah, that's how I was. I was like, was it?
Yeah, that's
but
what I heard
I think
from
she's
people.
Done a great job. Except
yeah.
Every so often she'll do this one thing. In the last couple weeks, it's been with Luke P.
Yeah.
How do you not see what's happening here? Because it's right in front of your face. It's not, yeah. We've all seen, not just on this show, but just in life, you have people who are two-faced and they do a good job of hiding it.
And he's good,
but this is right in front of her face and she's calling him out on it. She keeps saying, like, no, don't tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Like, I just want anything real from you.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, she even put it down to spaghetti or mac and cheese. Like, give me, like, a real answer to something about you as opposed to just sitting there and almost going to these boilerplate what I'm supposed to say things, almost like he read a book.
I agree with everything you just said. Reason I think he's good is because, in the sense that he's this master manipulator, he's able to refrain from really losing it and being outwardly angry and having a moment where everybody has to step back and say, you know, the closest we saw that was in the rugby match.
Yes.
He got physical. But otherwise, he's found a way to, like, stay under control and not just have some big outburst that scares everybody. So to me, it's very, like, it's the classic case of they had a very strong physical connection.
Absolutely.
Initially. She is hanging on to that. She enjoys the bad boy side to him, and only because she feels like she can tame the bad boy and sort of contrive from him what it is that she really, like, she thinks she can be the one to sort of get that out of him. And that's what I think keeps her hanging on, because there's, in her mind, everything else is clicking. And if she could just get him to open up, then it'd be like she's the one with the key to that side of him,
right.
I should say.
And the chemistry's there. I mean, that's
sure.
was clear
chemistry's
from day one.
Obviously there, yeah.
And so I think she just keeps getting stuck in that loop of those first 2 weeks where it was hot and heavy and he was going crazy and to some and saying, like, I'm falling in love with you, and he's
way
known
over
her for
the
like
top.
10 minutes. But that sort of brashness, she was okay with. Like, obviously, she was a little cautious about it. This is quick, but at the same time, you could tell that it was okay with her. And she was like, okay, I appreciate that, because it seemed like maybe it was something real.
Right.
When she's, I think, seen that it's anything but real, because he just keeps talking in circles. And the one thing I've seen that triggers him is the guys. So he's clearly used to jiving around the girls, like, haha, I'm over here.
Sure.
But with guys, he has a harder time with that. And the few times you see him sort of get the look in his eyes is when the other guys are seemingly ganging up on
him. Yeah, I mean, he's hugely outnumbered. And so
it's just everyone against him.
Everybody, it's 12 against, at this point, 11 against one, right?
It's not even close.
So, you know, you have that fight or flight mentality, and you you sort of that part of your brain, it's instinctual. You know, these guys are all coming at me. I got to do something to defend myself. And for now, it's just like you said, talking in circles. I didn't do this. You guys don't really know what happened. You weren't there. Come on. You know, at this point, give it up. And I think if he wants to go into it with the mentality that I don't care what the guys say. All I'm here for is her. Then he could get away with that because she wants the real side. She wants him to just drop the act. So let your guard down, disregard the guys in the house, and just deal one-on-one with her. I mean, I don't know about you, I'm not a big fan of the guys who say, you know, you have to coexist in the house. And what I thought was interesting that she said last night was, I want a man who other people are drawn to, right? I don't know what the exact quote was.
No, I think that was pretty much it.
So I think that's the biggest element for her, because is she going to walk through this life with this guy who is just sort of like a detergent? That's sort of just like, you know, she's going to, her life from here on out, no matter what, they're going to get married. It's just going to be the two of them. Not really. That'll really never be. They're always going to have some sort of, especially for the next couple of years, every public obligation she has, media, networking, meeting different people. This is the guy. I mean, I don't know.
Even if it's real life, like forget about, even if it's just, this
who
is just.
Who wants that? No, I'm saying exactly. It'll get real, but just for that first year or two. And then even when it is real, around family and friends. I've been around guys like that. And it's very telling, like she said, to already pick up on the fact that everybody else around here doesn't seem to you know, appreciate any part of who you are. So, you know, this is going to be who you're going to get in the end. So, I know she hasn't given him the rose yet. I don't know. What do you think? Is he going to get it?
I don't think so. I'm thinking and hoping that not only does she not give it to him, but the only time we see him is because he lingers and like, I'm not going to give up on her. But then she still kicks him to the curb and says, no, yeah, enough.
And did he not make a, not to cut you off, but didn't he make a comment last night when they were all sitting around where he was a little, like, hot and cold, I don't know. He was...
And that's part of his issue around the guys, is because every time he's with her, it's all googly eyes and, no, I'm here for you. But on multiple occasions now with the guys, it's, yeah, well, we'll, you know, I'm not really digging this sort of how I'm being treated or whatever. And so with this date, I'm excited because it'll see if I really want to be here or not.
Yeah.
It's like,
You know, what you're dealing with, to me, and it's not unheard of. Obviously, you've been following the show for a long time. It's just an egomaniac who basically, you know, can't. He's an alpha in every sense of the word, sure, right? And it's to me, it's more about the game for him, excuse me, and winning over the girl than it is about being with Hannah. So the idea of others seeing him lose and finish second is something that he is not comfortable with. So he has to play it off like it's, no big deal. We'll see if I really like her, but maybe I don't. So in the end, who cares?
Because he can't take an L.
He can't. Yeah. He can't take an L. But to her, he's going to do everything he can in order for that to not have to take that L.
Because we saw that in the rugby match.
Tightrope walk.
Is he's the one that really went to that next level, and that's what happened where he slammed the other Luke down and kneed him in the head and tried to play it off as, oh, dude, I was just stepping
exactly
over you. Like, were you, though?
You're the ultimate competitor, which to your credit, is probably why you've gotten ahead in life. But at this point in time, for that part of you to shine, it's not working.
No.
We want, especially with her, and then let's face it, her opinion is really all that matters. And what aggravates me is, dude, you're getting a layup here. All you got to do is loosen up with her.
Just a little.
Be yourself, and she's gonna hold your hand and keep you along for this whole ride, probably right into the end, because of that connection that you shared early on and that physical attraction. So all you got to do is just give her a little bit, and you're so busy trying to put on this facade that you're she's saying, go ahead, here it is. It's like I said, it's giving you a layup, and you continue to shoot yourself in the foot, defeating yourself, really.
He could have sat down on the one-on-one and said the one thing he said that was right, and then he contradicted it right away by basically blaming her. But he could have just sat down on that cliff, which I would never get on a cliff with Luke P. That's a whole nother conversation. But he could have sat down and he could have said, I handled this all wrong.
Yeah.
I was threatened by Luke S. I said things I never should have said. I'm sorry. I've been burned in the past with relationships, so I've always had this wall up.
A little vulnerability.
You know what? Let's talk. I want to talk about what's gotten me to this point. And then you don't even, it's not, that's it.
That's
and then
it.
At that point,
well, you
this
go
is
from,
all I've been looking for.
Well, listen, you go from being on the fringe of being eliminated to probably catapulting yourself right to the head of the pack, yeah. Basically. You go from being the odd guy out, essentially, to the front runner pretty quickly by just letting your guard
just
down.
A little.
Stop trying to be the tough guy. Stop trying to play all these different angles and like I said, do this tightrope act. And just be you. Be you for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Just a
and
little
that's
lit.
All you need. And you could put yourself, you know, in first place, essentially. At least for the time being.
Right. It was
and
just...
instead, you continue to just want to be like, you know, put yourself on the hot seat, basically.
He just kept saying things that sounded like they were out of... like something he wrote down, like, oh, this is what the line I always use to get out of this situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this always works on this type of girl. Like, at no point did it sound like it was something he was feeling in the moment. Mm-hmm. He was just reciting these lines.
Yeah.
And to her credit, you know, Hannah called him out each step of the way,
mm-hmm.
and just was trying to, like, pull out any bit of truth,
yeah.
out of him. And at no point could he just be honest with her.
No, I was like, okay, can you work your way through that entire arsenal of like one-liners and get out of jail free cards and just, you know, maybe eventually you'll have nothing left, so you'll just be Luke. And he couldn't do it for the life of him. And so he obviously had a big impact on her because she's still keeping around, which is kind of annoying, you know? I mean, it's, I don't know, as a viewer, I mean, we're all watching this and it's entertaining, but at the same point, you're like, you want, when the Bachelorette is put between a rock and a hard place, you want to see her do the right thing, and everybody's saying this guy's got to go, so you feel like now we got to see her do that, or else you start to lose a little bit of faith in who she is.
Sure.
If she picks this guy, I mean, we've seen his true colors already, so now to continue to you know, put all the stock that we are in her. You want to see her do the right thing.
Well,
so,
even the other guys were sort of saying the same thing. Like,
yeah.
It's a slap in the face if he gets a rose.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
he gets a rose, and they're like, that's effed up.
Yeah.
And it was sort of, it knocked them down a few pegs. Like, what are we
Yeah,
what are
why
we
are
doing
we wasting our time?
If
this is what you want.
Exactly.
Then,
I'm not that.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm bothering.
And so I wonder, though, you don't need approval of other guys or girls, whichever the relationship is, in order to be with that person. But at some point, you have to at least be able to coexist to show that you are a normal human being who you don't have to be friends.
No.
But you have to not want everyone to throw you out a window.
No, exactly, exactly.
Like, that's just basic human decency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
you don't
have any of that.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy who people are begging, you know, for the cameras to not be around so they can jump you. But you know what I mean? Well, I mean, that's what it is. Like, you know... I don't know. People like that who you know have no you don't have to walk around begging for everybody to like you, because
nope.
that can be just as annoying.
Just coexist.
But just coexist. Coexist. Don't create friction. Don't make her life difficult. You know? Because you're the one that is making all this tension. You're creating all this tension. And you know, you're ruining the experience for so many people. So and it's not doing you any favors. I mean, you did well with her when you used the aggressive side of you to say things that might have been premature, but she liked them. I'm in love with you. I'm falling so fast. I mean, we all thought it was kind of ridiculous, but we'd rather see that side of you than this guy who's constantly like on, you know, bordering psychopath, you know? But yeah, you hate to have one bad seed ruin it for the rest, and that's what he seems to be. The guys can't wait for him to get lost. They, you know, they hate him being around her. But if that means disappearing from a group date and not being there Again, he relieves the tension when he's not around. So I'm sure everyone during filming couldn't wait to get rid of him. The viewers now, I mean, it is the drama that we all sort of...
Well, but a lot of times we see this drama with a guy and the girl never sees it, or vice versa. The bachelor never sees girl causing that drama. And so as a viewer, we're thinking, what are you doing? But then you have to think, listen, they're not watching the dailies. They don't get to see any of this.
It's true.
So, like, yeah, they're causing drama, but only time they ever see them, it's all good.
Yeah.
So the difference here is it's right in front of her, and she's noticing it.
I know.
So the fact that she's talking about it with him is the only thing that I'm getting on her about, because bachelors and bachelorettes, they don't get all the info we get. So right. Generally, I don't like to hold that stuff against them, because they see what they see.
Yeah.
She sees him so clearly,
yes.
And it's like you just want to jump through your TV and be like, yeah. Hannah, you're saying it. Just listen to your own words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think draws her to him? And why is there such a
strong... Like we said, I think it's that initial attraction, which was off the charts.
Yeah.
And she just wants a little bit of
him. Yeah, that's what I think.
Just a little bit to find out, what kind of guy he is beyond... Because there's obviously that... attraction, because even she said on the show, she said, I don't want to like him, but I do.
Yeah.
And she's just looking for a little validation for why, other than the hot and heavy portion.
But I mean, that's something that, you've witnessed since, I'm sure you started dating, right? It's like the person that everybody knows you shouldn't like and you don't want to like, it's bad for you, but you still continue to bite from that forbidden fruit. So... again, I'm sure the other guys, that's kind of, I think, where the other guys are at. They've all accepted the fact that this guy isn't going to change. He is who he is. But now I think they're really at a point where they're questioning her. I think that's kind of the biggest factor right now. Like, what should we think about her when she's obviously letting this guy linger? How serious is she? I mean, where is she at with, picking the person who she's going to spend the rest of her life with? So... I don't know. What's your guess as to how long he stays? Does he get this rose and move on,
or do you think he's out? I don't think he gets the rose, and I think he just lingers, and then she finally gets rid of him.
Because there's no way he's leaving that date. Either he's going to last another week, or he's not.
But even if he doesn't get the rose at that dinner, I think he's going to linger. I think that's why we see him.
That's why we see him in the future.
I'm hoping that he doesn't get the rose and show up. And continue on as a normal. I'm just hoping he's being annoying and then he leaves.
My anticipation is that we're going to see this guy have a change of heart and make this, in probably a very short period of time, make this huge change to who he is, right? So he's going to disappear and he's going to go home. Or he's going to get to the airport and he's going to realize that he's throwing away this incredible opportunity to be with this great woman, right? This gorgeous woman. And then he's going to come running back and say, oh my God, what have I done? I get it now. I know what you were telling me to do. It took for me to leave and sort out my thoughts and my feelings on this whole experience, but I'm ready now. So I think she's going to go. I think she's going to do the right thing. I think our faith in her is going to be restored. And then he's going to go off and have this whole spiritual journey that's going to lead him back to wherever they are going next, and is going to have him knocking on her door again and telling her that he's done this, this big turnaround in 3 days. Don't you think, though? That's what I see happening. It's going to be this cliffhanger because he won't get the rose. But in the back of our minds, he's not going to go away. He's just, like I said, he's too much of that alpha, too much of that competitor. He's not going to take an L. He's going to refuse. So we'll see him again, but I think we're going to get a break from him. That's my anticipation.
So when you were on Rachel's season.
Yeah.
And ended up going far. You were like sixth, right?
I was, yeah.
That's. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still have 12 people left at this point, including Luke. So you're like... You're way down.
I was hanging around for a while. So somehow, you didn't see a ton of me, but I was there.
So you got to go through this whole process of traveling around, and I was going through your list of guys, and obviously you had the Waboom guy
yes.
that people didn't really like, and
thanks
that, but he
me.
Was gone early. My pleasure. And Lee was 12th, and we
yes.
found out stuff about Lee after the fact.
Yes, I remember. Men Tell All. A lot of stuff came out. Yeah,
right. And you had the social media stuff and the racism and all this, but during the show, none of that. Filming.
No, somehow it was kicked under the rug. I'm
right.
not sure
and
how.
So
yeah.
was there a guy while you were there that, now maybe not to Luke's level, but that the rest of the guys in the house were like, yeah, no, no bueno.
You know, we were lucky. I remember when I went into filming, I'm like, and I've met this individual, and he's actually a decent guy, but like, my thought was, I'm a pretty quiet guy, but I'm a big dude, like, you can't miss me. You know, there's bound to be a Chad Johnson. Like, there's bound to be somebody who's just going to try to nudge me and try to get me out of character, so to speak, and, you know, sort of provoke me. That was my fear. We had nobody like that. We had nobody that, you know, Luke P. does remind me of Lee because it was just so phony. It was such BS, and we all knew it. And to watch him, the only difference with him was he would come around the guys. I remember he didn't know me. And, but he would continue every once in a while to come up randomly and say, you know, I love you, man. With that twang, you know, I love you, man. You know, Bob, I'm like, you barely freaking know me. Don't. So he would try to he was a little more two-faced in the sense that he really was trying around us, but when we kind of held him to task, then he couldn't, you know, there was too many smart guys in the room. We saw through it. But he would throw some of that like Southern charm in there, and nobody was having it. But I mean, this guy doesn't try too hard. He's like, basically, I'm a jerk, and you know, you guys don't know my You guys don't get my connection with her, so don't speak about it. You really didn't see what went on in the rugby game. You weren't there. But that's about it. He's just laying that out there for you. But he's not begging anybody. He's not begging anybody to love him, really.
And so you, seeing now how these guys are reacting, and I haven't been in that situation, but I would be one of those guys. I have no use for Luke P. I'm just like, stop. Don't say my name. Don't just... go away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And keep your distance.
You've been in the house. You've been in this situation. If you were on this season, would you be acting any different than the rest of these guys?
No, God, definitely not. I mean, listen, there is a lot of camaraderie. You bond with one another. So one of the bonding factors now is we can't stand this guy. And he's ruined, like I said before, you have that one bad seed. He's ruining it for the rest of us. It's not fair. We want him gone. And so, again, they're putting their faith in Hannah because, obviously, she holds the power. She can get rid of him any second. So that's why I think they're going to – if she keeps him around, I don't think she will. I don't think he's going to get that rose. But I think their respect for her dwindles a little bit every day that – he continues to be there. So I think their attention really now will be focused on her and the decision she's going to make. She has all the power. Ask this guy so we can all move on and you can get here what you can. You can get what you came for, right? And we can all have the opportunity to share that experience with you, right? We all want a fair shot. We want the playing field to be level. And we don't want somebody here who's just sucking the energy out of the room. And that's basically what this guy's doing. So, I wouldn't be the leader of that pack, but I remember the guys who were, guys like Mike, who are outspoken and who are not afraid to tell you, you know? I mean, my fault can be sometimes that I'm just a little too passive. But there were guys that I did that was on my season, and they just weren't having it. They'd shut you down quick. And I noticed some of those same personality types within the other 11 guys that are remaining. Like I said, probably out in front of that is Mike, not afraid to let you know how he feels. And so you bond over this situation, if you're those 11 other guys, and you look for somebody or two or three guys to be out in front and to just let this guy know that either you're going to give it up, you're going to drop the act, or you're going to be alienated very quickly. And again, when I say I bring up Mike, because he's somebody who's just a strong personality, and you love to see somebody sort of spar off with that other guy who thinks that he can sort of overpower and manipulate everybody else. Luckily for those 11 other guys, there's a handful of them that are pretty quick to let this guy know that, you know, we're sick of it, but you got to have a few leaders, and Mike's one of them, and he has no problem, you know, saying what he thinks, what everyone else is thinking, basically. Exactly. And so it's nice to have that around. I remember Kenny and Lee were the two that were kind of head to head. And I mean, Kenny is a tough guy. And we knew that, like, we didn't have to worry about this guy kind of continuing to create drama and make life difficult for everybody else, because Kenny was going to squash that. And I noticed some similarities. That one on, I don't think they're going to end up in a one-on-one situation, but I think you're going to see Mike speak up against Luke P. If even if he does leave and if he does come back, I think if he continues to be a problem, you'll see Mike nipping that in the bud, basically.
Yeah. And Mike, I'm glad you brought him up, because Mike is like the anti-Luke P.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to like him, myself included. He is, you know, I don't know how the season ends, so I don't know who's where.
Right.
But if Mike doesn't win, I am all about hashtag Mike for Bachelor.
Yeah.
I think he brings everything to the table, and he's in multiple ways the opposite way of Luke. Not only do people like him, but he seems to have fun, enjoy life, but when there is something that needs to be dealt with,
yeah,
like Luke P, you know, they were sitting in the hotel together, and Luke was just expecting him to just sort of go along with the you know, how he wants things to go, like knock on the door, no, I'm not getting your day card.
Yeah.
He just left.
Yeah, right.
And I said, absolutely. I said, why don't play into this guy's hand?
No,
of,
don't do
I'm going to read your date card for you. Is that'd be phony.
No.
And from what I've seen of Mike so far, is that there's no phoniness.
No phoniness. And that's what people, at the end of the day, I think if you were to rank one element that people, that viewers want out of their Bachelor or Bachelorette, they want real. They don't want phony. So that's why I think he's doing so well with everybody involved, with Hannah, with the other guys. I think that's why people at home are loving him, because there's just no BS involved. And again, he is that fight fire with fire. You know, I think Luke really thought he could just completely dominate this entire situation. And you know, call all the shots and pick and choose when he wanted to be a dick and when he wanted to, you know, try to win her over. And he's out in front of it saying, look, you know, you're not fooling anybody. So it's good for the Luke P situation. I think terrific for that. And I think it's good for the future, because to potentially consider Mike as the lead and becoming the Bachelor, I think could be interesting. I think there's a lot of potential there. I don't know about you, but
yeah, of all the people who are left, you know, because now we're getting to the point where we start thinking, like,
it starts taking shape a little bit.
Who's going to be that person who could be the Bachelor? And I think Mike is the clear front runner. If again he doesn't end up with Hannah at the end here, and I don't know if he does or not, but you know, his one-on-one with her was really probably would be a dream date for me. You know, they go to a bookstore, they get to just hang out.
Cool.
Then they go get a bunch of whiskey.
That's great.
And then a bunch of candy. I mean,
how do you beat that?
Oh my God. Just like give me candy and whiskey every day, and then let's wander around a bookstore, and just like that to me was laid back and
simple,
fun.
Yeah.
And even when they went to the bar afterwards, the old guy sort of goes them into, oh, you've never had haggis? You gotta have haggis.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
And it wasn't until after they're eating it that he tells them what it is, and it went very quickly from, oh, it's okay to, never mind. But again,
didn't see that
both went with it and both had fun with it. And there was no, it was just two people having
they were enjoying each other so much that nothing was going to ruin it for them.
And even when they went to dinner afterwards, and he made it clear, he said, I'm ready to be engaged at the end of this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you were the perfect girl for me, and this is the perfect situation. He's like, I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready for you. Like, if this is where it ends up, there's no gray area. Like, I'm just telling you where I stand. And it just sounded real.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the best card you can play is to just be vulnerable and continue to reassure her that, you know, if you're looking in my direction, then continue to do it, because I'm where you are and I can take this. We're at the same place you want to take it. And I think that's where other guys lose, is their nerves, their discomfort with the whole situation. He's a confident enough guy. He has no doubts in who he is as a man. So he's just reinforcing the fact that I'm here to meet you, to watch this thing evolve. And am I going to pretend like we're already there? No. But I'm willing to go there, and I would really be excited about taking that journey with journey word, because we always use that. Yeah, exactly. But I think he's just playing it right. Where it ends up, I'm not sure, but I like the way, you know, I like his confidence. I think that's the biggest thing. I think she does too. I mean, I'll ask you, they're doing a pretty good job, correct me if I'm wrong, of hiding who seems to be her front runner at this point. I mean, it could very well be him.
It could.
But you know, you got Pete the Pilot in there. You have a couple other guys who are like, remind me.
Yeah, the last few weeks, Jed has been getting a lot of
screen
time.
Jed, that's right. There's Jed, yes.
And Tyler sort of has joined that group, because from the beginning it was, well, Luke was going to be the front runner, and then it turned out he was, you know, had some screws loose. So yeah, never mind. But yeah, you're right. Peter has gotten a lot of screen time. He seems to be sort of the aw shucks pilot next door.
Sure, right,
but
right.
That she's clearly very into. Tried to do the sexy lift onto the pool table and then hit her head. Yeah. So like, yeah, it was a good idea. Maybe poor execution. It works better in the movies. Like I said, Tyler, Jed. And then it's sort of Mike and the rest of the guys.
Like, kind of keeping you guessing.
So
a little
I think
bit.
That's a good point. I don't know at this point, because after week one, you're thinking, oh, Luke is the front runner. Yeah. You know, we do a fantasy draft. I pick Luke first because I'm thinking he got the first impression rose. He is like the guy.
Yeah.
And now if you had to pick someone, I don't know that there's
one person
that you think, you know what, I feel confident with that person. Because even Garrett, who has gotten a decent amount of screen time, has never, I don't think you would watch the show and think, oh, he's really blowing everyone else away. At least Jed, the last couple weeks, I mean, he managed to pull off telling her he came on the show to be more famous.
Well, that's smooth, right?
When you can do that and get a rose for it, I mean, that's A++.
Pretty good, right?
Like, how do you pull that, off?
That is sort of like as taboo as it gets to say, I mean, that's cliche, I should say, because that's the one of the top five cliches that they use,
and he used it to get
that
a
you
rose.
Think of, and he used it to further himself. That's impressive. But again, points to the fact that she wants real. The facts of the matter are that, you know, nobody can lie and say, oh, I didn't jump on this because it seemed like it's an incredible experience that might have me find the love of my life, might have me find my soulmate. But there's another part of that, and he's telling you that, like, I want to see what the possibilities are by coming on the show. And I think she said, you know what, that's refreshing. So I think she really appreciated
it. I've gotten these feelings for you, and I'm here for you.
Yeah.
But that wasn't why I came
on initially.
And, you know, I'm looking at the rest. Like, Connor's gotten some screen time. But again, much like Tyler, Connor, even Peter to a bit. I don't know that anyone's, or Garrett.
Really sticking out.
Yeah, like, they're definitely, like, head and shoulders above. And then you have the Dylan, Dustin, Kevin, Devin, Grant.
Huh?
I mean, none of them have really gotten any major time on screen.
Yeah, and we were joking before. I know what that feels like a little bit, you know?
That's the thing. So you got to six.
Yeah.
And, I mean, did you have a one-on-one with her?
I didn't have a one-on-one.
How do you get to six without a one-on-one?
I have no idea, but I wasn't the only one. Actually, Adam, who Congratulations to Adam, by the way. Yeah, Adam and Raven are. Now, when you talk about real, that's as real as it gets. I mean, I don't know many. The majority that I am aware of are real relationships that continue, that have started on from either Paradise or The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Those two are as authentic as could be. So yeah, congrats to them. But he was another guy. He didn't get a one-on-one. I didn't get a one-on-one. So everybody, including ourselves, were sort of scratching our heads. How are we still here? But that goes to show you that you don't need to have an incredible amount of screen time to hang around.
Well, but here's the question then.
But so you need the one-on-one to become a factor in the grand scheme of things. You do need that one-on-one because that sort of opens the door. That gives people a chance to see that, again, that vulnerable side of you. And now it creates the desire to see more of you. So sort of that one-on-one opens the door to you becoming a factor.
Right.
A factor on the show.
Well, that's the thing. So as someone who you realize you're not getting a lot of screen time, obviously you don't see the dailies, but you know, listen, I'm not on a one-on-one.
Yeah.
I'm not in the middle of too much of this drama.
Yeah.
Are you sitting there like some of these guys that we were just railing off, the Dylan, the Dustin, Kevin, Devin, Grant? Are you sitting there and
like
saying,
my time is limited?
not only that, but as you go, are you thinking, okay, if you're them, are you thinking, oh, I think Jed is probably further ahead?
Oh, for sure.
So during that season, were you thinking like, oh yeah, Brian is?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
Brian's probably
we all
the
knew
one for her.
When I tell you that, like, we all knew, I mean guys that even got hometown dates, I think we're sort of cognizant of the fact that, like, here's the guys who are at the top of her list. And obviously Brian, which I always thought they were going to end up together. I mean, at a certain point, you know, when I was gone, and when I even before I left, like, I just knew there was a chemistry.
Hometowns.
Yeah,
you
I was on
right
the cusp
there.
Of, I was right there.
You
man.
Almost
I was
brought,
knocking on
you
the door.
Brought Rachel to Connecticut.
Like, I know, no kidding, right? But I just you're sitting there, you're along for the ride, right? I mean, you're witnessing even the way she interacts with guys on those group dates. You know, she gravitates towards certain people. I mean, even the fact that Peter was obviously number two, you know, you just knew. I mean, first of all, it's Peter, one of your favorites of all time.
Indeed, always Team Peter.
You know, how could you resist? But
also
then,
a cute dog, by the way.
Oh,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's right. I forget what's his dog.
I don't remember the dog's name, but it's like the
anyway,
cutest, second cutest dog now to yours. But oh
right,
my God.
Exactly. But, like, you just see, I remember the handball date. You know, he was doing a lot of the right things to kind of, you know, have her gravitate toward, she was doing it on her own, but you just pick up on those things. You're there, not for every moment, but you're there existing in a lot of these moments where you start to see just that magnetic attraction between her and other guys.
Right, so if you're Dylan this season, who's Dylan? So you're Dylan, and so you think Dylan is like, okay, I see that Jed is maybe... She's going to Nashville,
let's face
basically.
It. Let's
like,
face
he's,
it.
Like, so he's on
yeah,
a date
yeah,
being like,
right,
oh,
right.
Yeah, she's going to be going to Nashville. Right. Like, that sort of situation.
Right. Well, I mean, it was like, even for me, when I was in the 3-on-1, which would determine eventually who got the, who had the fourth hometown.
And who was on
you're
that?
It was me, Eric, and Adam, you know? So, I mean, I thought I had a shot, but, like, I knew that Eric had developed some really strong feelings and that the two of them had really established their connection.
But the fact that you weren't
I thought
with
I
Brian
could
or
wedge
Peter,
in
you were probably like, okay, I
yeah,
got a
right.
chance.
You, well, yeah, yes, right, right, right.
If you're
right,
on a 3-on-1
right.
with two favorites
well,
or a favorite.
Basically,
like,
the three locks had already been selected. It was
right, but if it hadn't been, and you going on this date with
yeah,
one,
well, then I'd be like,
then you're like, okay, well,
this
let's
is
just
this
enjoy
is a
the
waste
meal.
Of time.
I'm actually going to eat this meal instead of just sitting here and staring yeah. at it, like one of those situations.
Well, you gotta, you know, so we don't digress too much. I mean, these guys are all smart. They all, you know, they're Everybody is confident, though. That's the thing. So, you know, I know I was sort of a slow burn guy. I came on as time went by. So a lot of these guys might just be kind of waiting in the weeds, thinking,
survive,
I'm going to have my
advance.
Shot, you know, survive in advance. I'm going to have an opportunity, and when the time comes, I'm going to really make an impact. But, you know, you'd be silly if you're sitting back and not trying to take it all in and realize, could I be odd man out in this situation? Possibility is pretty strong. But, you know, when you get the ball, it's time to shoot your shot, you know, and that's what you got to do. Don't get down on yourself for like, oh, I'm not getting the one-on-one. I'm not really having a lot of time with her, because that time could be coming, and you can't just feel sorry for yourself when it does. You got to seize the moment. Carpe diem.
Exactly, because even on the group date, so they go and they do the Highland Games, and they're axe throwing, and they're carrying some form of milk, and then
reminiscent of my Viking date.
Yeah, exactly.
Similar to that.
And then wrestling with a kilt, which I found it amusing that they're like, oh, they're going to see my butt. And I was like, yes, the butt would be what I'd be worried about people seeing when I have just a kilt on. But okay, because they're flipping over and...
That's why I'd be nervous.
Seriously, and
well, didn't she see somebody?
Oh
yeah.
There was
what was it? All the bagpipes were out, or something like
sure
that.
They sure were, and they're covering the eyes of the little kids, and it's like, and you can't. I know it's not official or like authentic, but you can wear something under the kilt.
That's kind of what throws me off, actually. Why wouldn't you wear some shorts?
Especially when you're specifically saying, "Oh, I'm going to show my, you know, my butt." Well, you can just throw some underwear on, like that's allowed. But anyway, so they have this. You know, this group date, and we still saw, instead of having one of these sort of secondary guys, for lack of a better phrase, you still had...
That's a nice way to put it,
You
actually.
Still had someone like Jed, who seemingly doesn't need to get a step ahead of anybody, doing the most.
Yeah.
You know, he competed, had fun, and then poured the milk over his head, and then in the wrestling, he said, I want to be pinned by the queen, you know, like... Or the Lord, whatever she said, like he was into it, and still took the initiative, as opposed to some of these guys who, yes, survive in advance, but at some point you have to create your own luck and say, I'm gonna get into that next level. And instead, it's even in the area after the group date, the people she was all into were Jed, Peter, Tyler, three guys who lately have been getting most of the attention that wasn't Luke-centric.
Yeah.
So all these other guys who were saying who? And they might not have shown some stuff. I totally get there's cutting room floor, but of the big grand gestures, it's the people we've been seeing.
Yeah.
So at some point, like you said, you need to, survive in advance, but at some point...
Well, you gotta keep it in advance. Yeah, you have to... I remember, you know, I didn't do a lot of this, but I remember Adam was, and he was in the same boat as I was, and he was constantly doing stuff. And at a point, I'm like, man, I haven't really done a ton. Maybe I need to go out there and create some of my own luck. But I mean, and I saw it with Adam, where he would go out of his way, and that's the kind of guy he is. But you really need to do that. And then the other thing is, if you are those front runners, you know, one of the handful or half dozen of them, you don't just hang your hat on the fact that, you know, she really seems to be into me the most. You know what I mean? You have to, at a certain point, your mind starts to wander too a little bit. And what enters into your mind is the fact that, man, you know, maybe these other guys, they're not around here for, you know, no reason at all. There's got to be something she sees in them that's making her keep them around. So you start to realize, like, she's picking these other guys on one-on-one dates. She's got to be, you know, making out with some of these guys have walked in on her making out with other guys, right?
By the way, so that's a great point. So last night, after the group date, she attempted to straddle Jed, but her dress wouldn't allow it.
Yes.
So she just ended up sitting on his lap. But then they're like enjoying each other's company. Let's say that. And Kevin walks up the stairs, and it's one of those. He sees it and he's thinking, okay, is
break
this ending?
Up.
Do I wait? Do I? And so then he ends up going downstairs and Jed comes back to the group and says, oh yeah, you know, we had a good time. And Kevin, without missing a beat, says, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
And Jed loses it. And he's like, it was like a sorry, not sorry situation because it's like,
Well, I mean, that kind of sends out the message to other people that, you know, you're playing for keeps. And then again, so these are the type of things that now you all of a sudden you're like getting into a little bit of a panic mode. But they bring the best out of you. They make you realize, like, I better make a move here.
Well,
it's
Kevin
important.
Is down into the 12 or 11, depending if Luke is still around, and he's still not kissed her.
See, that's interesting.
Because that was sort of the even funnier portion of this, is he's walking in on them just making out beyond making out.
Yep.
And he goes back and is like, yeah.
That really messes
it's
him
It's even
up.
Worse for him, because it would be bad for any of them to see that. But for him, especially, because he's like, I haven't even kissed her yet. And they're seemingly like dry humping on the couch.
That sends a message. Yeah, for sure. You know what? I remember Brian. He was pretty aggressive. I don't remember a lot of guys, you know, basically taking the bull by the horns like that,
yeah,
so to speak.
My memory, and I obviously wasn't there, but just even as a viewer, I think Brian was really
the only one that was the thing.
Was like, oh yeah, okay.
But
that,
you know,
Miami sort of.
Yes. Well, yeah. He was smooth. Like, you know, smooth. Actually, Eric called him all the time. but you just have to like sort of like survey the scene a little bit and say there's really nobody or nothing to saying that I can't do this or that.
Sure.
You know, and I mean, what woman doesn't want to be swept off her feet? And so you are starting to see guys say, why not? I can make my own rules here. But these guys who haven't been physical at all, now you really start to, man, we haven't even kissed. How the hell am I still here? How long can this really last? So it sends you into a panic. But again, like I said, I think it brings the best out of certain guys, because maybe you see him now next week make a grand gesture. And if you have been kind of just, you know, resting on your laurels a little bit, so to speak, it's like, it's time to play ball. You know, I mean, this isn't like, you can't just hang around. I think if I were to even go back and say, I mean, You got to show her. You got to show her like what you're all about. What makes you? And
make a point that you're there for them.
Yeah, yeah. You got.
Not just enjoying the trip around the
world.
Yes,
right. No, trust me. That at some point that has to sort of like click. Whereas if you know, I can't just sit on my hands here and expect to be here to the end.
And
so,
I have this really terrible feeling that someone is going to do that and then use their inaction to almost shame her, because they're sort of keep teasing this idea that someone is going to sort of really, whether intentionally or not, really hurt her, in whether it's shaming or otherwise. And I wonder if, because we saw her sort of in the beginning of the season, they teased that she said, like, oh, yeah, I've had sex, and Jesus loves me, or Jesus can forgive me, or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But I thought that was just, initially, out of context, I thought, well, she was just saying, off of a season of where Colton was the virgin, just saying in general, like, I've had sex.
Yeah.
And, okay, like...
Because there were other virgins on that season, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But if it's during the season, which has only happened rarely, where, you know, they have sex, you know, while there's still like 8 or 9 people or whatever left, then
very rarely, right?
Very rarely, because
it's
still news when it happens.
Yeah,
is does someone like Kevin or Dylan or someone that hasn't had a huge physical relationship with her then try to turn that, find out and be like,
yeah,
why are you doing
that?
That
fair?
And
yeah.
In 2019, I mean, you never should have done it. You don't slut shame people in general. Like,
yeah.
Hello, we're humans. Like, it happens.
Exactly.
So. Is that what the next drama is? Is someone
like that's going to happen?
Thinking that they're holier than thou.
Yeah.
So
and just really, they're just in the end, just bitter.
Exactly.
And jealous.
And so I think that I think that's a good point. Kevin, maybe, or someone like Kevin, who hasn't had any sort of physical relationship with her, does he take that next step and say, you know what, I'm going to make a grand gesture, or I'm going to do something that isn't just, okay, I'm toeing the line, I'm going to wait for my opportunity, like make the opportunity.
Yeah, you have to.
Or do they just keep sitting on their hands, and then when they see someone else doing something that they deem as, well, this is unacceptable for this situation. And
right.
I don't know.
And criticize her for it.
Exactly.
Yep.
And maybe nothing happens. Yeah. But it's just, there is going to be post-Luke drama.
Oh,
we
absolutely
know that there, it's just...
Yeah, this cannot be the only... Yeah, that can't be the only storyline that is going to, you know, drive the viewers crazy, basically. There's going to be something else that pops up, and we're all going to either... We're all probably going to resent, right? I mean, then I could see the slut-shaming thing being huge,
yeah,
you know, being one of the most memorable parts of the whole season.
If that happens,
really.
Because I... Like, it shocks me that we still have to have that conversation in 2019, but maybe... It's clear that we do then.
Yeah.
If that's one of those deals that someone feels so empowered that they need to speak out about something like that, then fine. Then I'm wrong, and we need to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's unfortunate, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Well,
yeah, we'll see.
So we will see. I think that covers everything from this episode and beyond. But Matt, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, I had a great time.
If people want to find you and see your cute puppy, it's Matt_Munson_ on Instagram. It's like the cutest dog ever.
A lot less of me, a lot more of Remy.
Well, that's fine.
On Instagram.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
People are cool with it.
Who doesn't want to
see? I'm even getting sick of me. So. No, but this was fun. This brought me back to a couple of years ago. I always had fun doing this with you guys. Hopefully we could do it again. I'm going to stay tuned. I think I've watched more this season than I had... of last year.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Maybe I miss it a little bit, but I have been watching. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be an interesting end. How many episodes do we have left anyway?
I actually don't know.
We're getting there,
though. And we're down to 12, maybe 11 people. So usually we're
probably about 3 or 4 episodes away from hometown.
Exactly. And then hometowns. At that point, we become, you know, 3-hour episodes, 2-hour episodes,
We get really saturated.
They start to load up now. we'll definitely have you back to talk about it. It'll keep you watching. It'll keep you engaged.
That's
like
true.
That.
I have to pay attention now.
thank you for listening at Bachelor Podcast on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram. Share, subscribe, all the fun things I'm supposed to tell you. My name is Ryan Jones. Matt, thank you again.
Thank you.
And send good vibes to Katie and those two little twins.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have some good news for you soon.